Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, October 22nd through the weekend. First, the weather. Rain chance increases to 60% over the next few days. The afternoon highs will reach the mid-80s. Let's get things started on the train. South Florida's Brightline Express train is returning to regular service on November 8th. The pandemic shut down the service for more than a year. For a limited time only, one-way ticket prices will start at $10 for basic service and $27 for premium. Passengers who order through Brightline's app will get their first ride free through November. Trains leave hourly from downtown's Miami Central Station starting at 6:48 a.m., with the last train departing at 11:48 p.m. Masks are mandatory at stations and on the train. Brightline is also requiring its employees to be fully vaccinated. In food news, a new Mediterranean restaurant delayed because of the pandemic has finally opened in Wynwood. Doya is serving hot and cold small plates that aim to reflect the cuisines of Greece and Turkey. That means warm dishes like Turkish meatballs and Turkish pastrami hummus, spiced lamb kebabs, and charcoal grilled octopus. For more on where to eat around town, go to Miami.com. In COVID news, Florida's governor has declared war on mandatory COVID vaccination. Governor Ron DeSantis just laid out a litany of legislative priorities that would undermine federal requirements that workers be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Among the laws DeSantis wants to see is a proposal making businesses liable for any medical harm that results from a mandatory vaccination. Also, a measure allowing parents to collect attorney's fees if they win a lawsuit against a school district for enacting illegal coronavirus restrictions. DeSantis said he's planning to call a special session in November so the Republican-controlled legislature can consider these and other measures. The regularly scheduled legislative session starts January 11, 2022. In the Florida Keys, the chair of the State Board of Education turned himself in on a federal misdemeanor charge earlier this month. He was accused of illegally excavating the property of his Florida Keys oceanfront home in 2017. Lawyers for Thomas Grady say he is innocent and he received the proper approval from the local, state, and federal government to proceed with the excavation project. The property in question is located on the old highway in the village of Isla Morada. The 1,377-square-foot home situated on a 2.85-acre lot is one of several oceanfront mansions lining the road. For more Florida Keys news, go to flkeysnews.com. And finally, in sports, we have an announcement to make about the longtime public address announcer at Tras Powell Stadium. The press box at the high school stadium at Miami-Dade North Campus is being named in his honor. Before Northwestern faces Carroll City, Willie Wilcox will see his name plastered across where he works. Miami-Dade County will honor the local legend by naming it the William L. Wilcox Senior Press Box. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.